Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The next conversation, Argue Less, Talk More by Jefferson Fisher, focuses on a practical problem many people face daily, conversations that quickly turn tense, defensive, or unproductive. Positioned at the intersection of communication skills and conflict escalation, the book emphasizes what to do in the moment when emotions rise and words come out wrong. Rather than framing every disagreement as something to win, Fisher encourages a shift toward clarity, calm, and connection, helping readers replace reactive arguing with intentional dialogue. The premise is that better outcomes come from better conversations, and better conversations come from repeatable habits: how to start, how to listen, how to respond to disrespect, and how to set boundaries without escalating. The book speaks to common settings such as family dynamics, romantic partnerships, workplaces, and everyday social friction. Its value lies in translating communication principles into usable language patterns and decision points that help readers steer conversations toward mutual understanding and workable solutions toward mutual understanding and workable solutions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing conflict from winning to understanding. A core idea of the book is that many arguments fail because the participants treat the exchange like a contest. When the goal becomes winning, people interrupt, collect ammunition, and interpret everything through suspicion. Fisher encourages readers to replace that frame with a different objective, understanding what matters to the other person and being understood in return. This does not mean agreeing or surrendering. It means approaching disagreement as an information problem rather than a dominance problem. The book highlights how small shifts in intention change tone, word choice, and timing. Instead of pushing for a quick verdict, readers are guided to slow the pace, ask clarifying questions, and validate what is true in the other person's experience, even when they disagree with the conclusion. By lowering the perceived threat, the conversation becomes safer, which makes honesty more likely. Over time, this approach reduces recurring fights because the underlying concerns are addressed instead of endlessly relitigating the same surface issue. The topic also emphasizes choosing outcomes that preserve relationships, reputations, and self-respect, especially when the disagreement is with someone you cannot simply avoid. Secondly, staying calm under pressure and preventing escalation. The book emphasizes that emotional control is not just a personality trait, it is a set of choices that can be practiced. Escalation often follows a predictable chain, a trigger, a sharp reply, a defensive counter, and then a spiral where each person feels justified. Fisher focuses on breaking that chain early, before the conversation becomes a fight about tone rather than the original issue. Readers are encouraged to notice physiological signals of rising tension and to prioritize composure, because a regulated speaker can lead the interaction toward a better outcome. This includes pausing before responding, avoiding rapid-fire rebuttals, and selecting language that lowers temperature rather than raises it. The book also pays attention to timing and setting, showing how a conversation can be rerouted by suggesting a reset, a short break, or a later discussion when both sides are calmer. Importantly, calm is presented as strength rather than passivity. The goal is to maintain agency. You can refuse bait, resist provocation, and still be direct. By practicing de-escalation habits, readers can reduce regretful statements, protect trust, and make difficult topics easier to revisit constructively. Thirdly, listening that changes the direction of the conversation. Fisher highlights listening as an active tool, not a polite pause before speaking again. Many people think they are listening while actually preparing their next point, which keeps the conversation locked in competition. The book promotes a form of listening that uncovers the real need behind the complaint, such as respect, security, autonomy, or recognition. When readers respond to that underlying need, the conversation often softens because the other person feels seen. This topic also explores how to ask questions that clarify instead of cornering. Clarifying questions reduce assumptions, and they can expose where two people are talking about different problems. Fisher also underscores reflective responses that summarize what was heard, giving the other person a chance to correct misunderstandings. This approach is especially useful in emotionally charged situations where facts are disputed but feelings are undeniable. Effective listening is presented as a way to earn influence. When people feel heard, they become more open to hearing you. The book's broader message is that listening can be the fastest route to resolution, because it lowers defensiveness and transforms the conversation from accusation and denial into joint problem solving. Fourthly, speaking with clarity, boundaries, and respect. Arguing often gets messy because people speak in vague accusations, global judgments, or exaggerated claims. Fisher encourages clarity, saying what you mean in a way that is specific and harder to misinterpret. This involves focusing on observable behavior, concrete impacts, and realistic requests rather than attacking character. The book also treats boundaries as a communication skill. readers are guided to set limits on disrespect, interruptions, or circular debates while still keeping their tone controlled. A boundary is framed as something you do, not something you demand, which helps readers avoid issuing threats they cannot enforce. Another element is respect in delivery. Respectful speech does not mean softening every point. It means being firm without humiliating, sarcastic, or contemptuous language. The book shows how to decline invitations to fight while staying engaged, and how to use direct statements that keep the conversation on track. This topic is particularly relevant for workplace conversations, co-parenting, and family disagreements where long-term relationships matter. By combining clarity with boundaries, readers can communicate in a way that protects dignity on both sides and increases the chance of actual change. Lastly, repair, accountability, and building better patterns over time. No one communicates perfectly, and Fisher addresses what to do when conversations go wrong. Repair is presented as a critical skill, returning to a discussion after tempers cool, acknowledging missteps, and reopening dialogue without restarting the same fight. The book emphasizes accountability that does not become self-flagellation. A useful repair includes naming what you did, recognizing the impact, and offering a better way forward. This topic also covers how to recognize recurring patterns, such as one person pursuing while the other withdraws, or repeated triggers that consistently ignite conflict. By identifying patterns, readers can intervene earlier and design new defaults, such as agreeing on rules for tough talks, setting time limits, or choosing a better moment to address sensitive issues. Fisher's approach encourages consistency, because one improved conversation is helpful, but a new pattern changes a relationship. Over time, the reader learns to separate the person from the problem, reduce scorekeeping, and build trust that disagreements can be handled safely. The long-term payoff is fewer blow-ups, faster resolution, and relationships that feel more stable because both sides know there is a workable path back to respect. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who frequently find themselves in tense conversations, including couples who repeat the same arguments, professionals navigating conflict at work, and anyone who wants to communicate firmly without escalating. It is also valuable for people who avoid conflict and later regret staying silent because it emphasizes directness paired with calm. The practical benefit is improved daily life, fewer draining fights, clearer boundaries, and more productive discussions about money, responsibilities, expectations, and respect. Strong conversations tend to ripple outward, improving teamwork, parenting, friendships, and leadership because communication is the common denominator in nearly every relationship challenge. Compared to many communication books that lean heavily on theory, this one stands out for its moment-by-moment usefulness. The emphasis is not on becoming eloquent, it is on becoming effective when it matters most. The book's framing helps readers stop chasing victory and start aiming for results that protect relationships and self-respect. If you want a guide that supports both confidence and composure, and that helps you build repeatable habits for the next difficult talk, it is a worthwhile purchase in a crowded category of general advice titles. If you would like to support Jefferson Fisher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.